For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 751. Very happy to have Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer, Selden in the studio with us. Was on HBO Saturday night and did not disappoint.
Had your coming out party on at the Coliseum, huh?
Heck yeah, I told everybody it was coming out, and I literally was so upset with the way I was kind of like treated into the whole event. Like, I was the guy that go to the event. Nobody wanted to do an interview with.
Oh,
nobody
really?
Wanted to do anything with.
Really?
I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah?
As soon
as that bell rings, I'm going to kill everybody. And I went literally right across the ring and punched Ortiz straight in his noggin, and he fell right down on his butt.
Well, I saw the fight. I had to go out. I had to go out for my wife's birthday the day of the fights, or I was going. And I watched it the first thing Sunday morning on YouTube. And I got the Sky Sports version. I didn't see the HBO. And they were, I mean, they were, those announcers were basically going down on you the entire time. Like, there wasn't a negative thing. And I watched you come out, and literally 14 seconds in, because I had to look back, I'm like, I thought maybe they skipped ahead. Nope. 14 seconds. Cletus lands a right that I thought hit the guy's jaw. But then when you see the replay, it hit him on the top of the head and he went down. And I'm like, if he would have hit his jaw, that dude would have still been looking for his molars.
Yeah. A lot of people said that the fight should have been stopped in the first round. I read a few articles.
Right.
Because they said I could have killed him. I could have killed him in
really?
That fight. Yeah, people saying that when this fight, in the future, when they say look back on fights that should have been stopped in the first round, this one should have been stopped in the first round.
Because of how many times you hit him or how hard
how
you hit him?
How hard I was hitting
so,
him.
So concussion worries, brain injury worries, that kind of thing.
If you go back and look at that fight, how they broke it down, I was trying to murder this man.
Right.
I was punching this
all because
guy.
Nobody wanted to interview you in the week.
Your next opponent's gonna be like, will you make sure you interview him? I want 100 guys interviewing him so he comes out soft.
Everybody put a microphone in front of that kid's face quick.
It's funny too because I'm backstage, you know, I come to the arena, I'm smiling. You guys always see him. Guys are making fun of me coming with my Uggs.
Yeah,
I got wearing Uggs right now.
I got leggings on right now. I'm like, you know.
He is
and
wearing
then,
Uggs.
And then as soon as I get into the Hebrew Hammer mode, it's just like.
Is it that?
Oh, my God. And then I keep everything
you become a different person?
Up. Yeah, it's just such a different, two different people, you
because
know?
You look like you come in here and you always have the, you know, you always have the fedora on and whatever it is. So I don't, but when you're in the ring, your neck is gigantic, your head is huge.
Yeah.
But when you come here, you just like, I would never know that you, this dude is lethal.
Just think of like an animal. When an animal is ready to go to fight, he gets
get the
big
back up.
And he's
right.
Huge
yeah.
And he's like, what is that? And you're like, eh, maybe I won't mess with that.
Yeah.
Even though he was little, you'd be like,
that cat
looks pretty tough right there.
Pissed off chihuahua.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell the Ugg story from when you were, was it in Shirley or something?
Oh, yeah. So I started wearing Uggs, and everybody was like, you can't wear Uggs, you little wimp. And I'm like, yeah, whatever you say. I'll wear whatever I want. So I'm in Shirley. I'm at Meineke getting my oil change, and I'm outside. I got jean shorts on and Uggs, so it makes me better. And as soon as I walk by, as soon as I'm outside, you know, in Shirley, they drive right back. They go, nice boots, fag. I'm like,
this is what people yell out of their car windows in Shirley.
Just in Shirley, I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah, this is my hometown.
Yeah. It's good to
if
be
they
home.
Only knew it was you, they may not.
How was
said
it?
Something.
How was it? You know, yeah. Having the coming out party, like we've seen you fight at the Paramount a bunch of times, but obviously this is the first one on the real. I mean, you've done the ESPN. Your fight's been on ESPN,
HBO
but this is HBO Boxing. This is Jim Lampley.
Big arena.
This is your first arena fight. It being at the Coliseum had to be.
Oh, it was great. The Hammerheads, the Shirley, everybody came out. They even tailgated as if it was a concert. They literally were tailgating. And it was freezing out, too.
Yeah,
so,
it was cool.
They did that. And then the fact that what I was told from everybody was I was the only fighter who came in through the entrance and didn't, like, look at each person and wave to them. I was the only one that was focused and determined to do exactly what I do at the Paramount.
Oh, you weren't playing to the crowd ahead of time?
No, I didn't do anything. Oh. I do exactly what I did at the Paramount, and everybody was like, you were the only one that did that. Everybody else was like, hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi, Ma. I'm back here.
Do you, when you're in the ring, do you hear them chanting hammer, hammer?
Yeah, I hear the hammer. I heard the USA chants.
Right.
And
I must fire you
These
up.
Guys are like, they're animals. They're savage. Right, and you know that my fans, because right after my fight was over,
they got
thrown out.
Oh.
Wait, why? What were they doing?
They're so loud and obnoxious. They buy like $20 seats and they sit in front row. It's ridiculous. They're out of their goddamn minds.
Right.
And they're all from Shirley. It's crazy.
Hey, Hammerhead. Shirley.
You got time to hang out, right?
Yeah,
you're not
absolutely.
Going anywhere. All right.
All right, more with Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer Seldon, coming up. I noticed, I never realized, even winning a fight like that, your hand swollen.
Oh, this is the best it's ever looked after a fight.
Really?
And they gave me the best gloves that they can find. And
still.
I punched too hard for those 8 ounce
gloves. It's the right. Let me see the left.
The left's fine.
Left's fine.
It's the right. Look
you
at
did
that.
Switch to southpaw at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that.
I could do that.
Yeah.
He was so defensive that I was able to had to switch it up because he was so defensive because I put him on defensive right away.
Yeah.
Maybe I could get some different angles.
Sneaking a left.
And
yeah.
then when I switched to lefty and then I switched to righty, that's when
up.
That fight actually almost was over. he ran right into my my forearm.
Right on. Play.
Just after 8 o'clock, Roger and JP on BAB. Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer Seldon, the hero of Shirley, is here. Is that a good way?
Yeah.
The hero of Shirley.
The patron.
It's not giving
Shirley.
You enough of your due.
Yeah.
The hero of Shirley is not
patron.
Enough.
Well, I am a Long Island boy, but I grew up in Shirley. I went to Longwood.
Yeah.
And the Shirley people are just like, wow, this is they love fighting. They love the fights. They love the grueling battle in the ring.
The biggest thing to hit Shirley, Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer Seldon. How about that?
I did make the Wikipedia at least.
Right.
So,
you know what's funny? There's got to be a teacher that'd be like, yep, I pegged this one, you know?
Yeah, yeah, there's some teachers that they all probably knew it because I was pretty... pretty rough in high school.
It's easy to believe.
Yeah.
I totally
did some things that you're not supposed to. Like, slap teachers on the butt, you know. Teachers that would mess with me, like just guy teachers, I'd go and hump them. Teachers would fight with me. They would wrestle and throw me on the floor.
Oh, man, because you're a little
but
guy.
But because I was a little bit old school, I wouldn't go tell on them.
Right.
Oh, my God, this guy just said this.
Right. No, you just handle it yourself.
Yeah, and then they loved me for that, and they let me do whatever I wanted. So now I get to still do whatever I wanted.
Right.
So they messed kind of everything up for everybody else.
Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer Seldon, in the studio, wearing his Uggs.
Right.
with his, look. Mickey ears keychain thing. Is this like...
What does that say right there?
Is this your mom's...
I think it's a Hello Kitty on there, too.
It's a dolphin puss. What is this? This looks like your girlfriend's keychain or your mom's?
It definitely is my girlfriend's keychain.
Yeah, Hello Kitty is on here. Pink stuff. You are too much,
but it
man.
Says dolphin puss on her thing. I don't know why.
Dude, I got...
That's so
she
odd.
Got a lot of FaceTime.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
On the television.
She's a veteran.
Did?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she served for 8 years. Sergeant Brittany Boyd.
Right.
Wow. She went to Afghanistan and Iraq. And she's a gunner.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Jesus
Christ.
That's
a perfect girl for you.
Yeah.
That's a perfect match.
That's crazy.
Right. She
it's
comes
ridiculous.
With firearms. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. And then for like a Christmas present like 2 years ago, I got like a little AR.
Oh, did you?
A semi-automatic one that's legal for New York, so you can't tell on me. And she's like, my life is now complete.
There you
this
go.
Is great.
So Cletus had a big win on HBO Saturday night and is here. Thanks for coming in on a Monday morning. I mean, you think, for a couple days, you're kind of just hanging out.
I committed carvicide last night.
Carvicide?
Oh, my
did
God.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I had like 4 bagels, 2 egg sandwiches. They even gave me ice cream at night with like...
All the stuff
so
you never get to eat.
So I'm kind of hungover from all that.
Just sugar, yeah.
That's sugar carbs. I don't eat carbs. I don't eat bread. I'm technically gluten free because
okay.
I'm allergic to gluten.
Okay.
So when I eat it, I'm
like
drunk.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hungover right now. I'm like, I slept and ate and slept and ate. Like I went to the same. I go to Bagel Basket on Cormac Road. It's like the best bagel place. They have like sour cream and cream cheese.
Okay.
And we went back there like a couple hours later and they're like, you're back again. I'm like,
just feed me. Shut
just
up.
Feed me.
Bacon and cheese. Bacon and cheese on a, what kind of bagel?
I got an egg bagel, but their bagels are so soft. It's like, they don't have to toast. They're like, you don't even toast them. They're so soft. I'm like, yes, thank you.
Yes, please. Hey, before you guys go in and do those fights, do you have to take a blood test?
We do urine test before and after.
Because you had that dude's blood all over you, and I would freak out. I would freak out. I don't know if that guy's got like super
herpes. I saw some
herp.
Photos, and it was like all over me. Yeah. Like, I'm like, who is that guy?
Right, dude, it was gross. First, was I'm watching him. I watched all the blood on you. I'm like, ew.
Well, for their test, not exactly like the day of, but... leading into the fight, like a month before they do all the blood tests, the New York State Athletic Commission has that all done. Everybody has their diseases all tamed and controlled for, so we know what they got.
Oh, that's cool, because I would have lost my mind having somebody else's blood all over me like that. No way.
Yeah, as long as they don't kiss me, I won't get herpes.
Right. Dude, the cut you put over that dude's eye was in the first round, you cut him. Right, was in the first one he got the cut over his eye?
I think it was the second round. I blasted him and it just started leaking.
Yeah.
So now you keep going after it, is that right?
Yeah.
To kind of blind him in that eye with the blood? Is that how that strategy
When
works?
The second round was over, the cornerman, Pete Brodsky, Scott Lopak, they said he's blind in the left eye. He can't see it, the left eye. Just jab it and then set up your shot. Now you just throw it. You just throw it out there like an open hand.
Yeah.
I don't even throw a fist. I just throw an open hand,
and then
I just crack them. Or you can just throw an open hand, fake like you're going to the body, and you come back with a hook, and it totally surprises them because they can't see it.
Yeah, if he's missing that eye, he's missing this whole. Just realizing how much on that side he can't see.
Exactly, and if you faint it, and if we throw like a body shot, which I was doing, it totally sets up for the next thing. And then I went lefty, and I was switching it all up on him, and he was like,
"So you're thinking completely clearly in the midst of the fight like this, like you're crystal clear on what's going on. There's no." Craziness, white. You know how sometimes people can get like blank mind. You're in a big fight, big place, whatever, or in the middle of a fight. Even I would think that could happen. It's like in other sports or whatever. But you are on point, like just crystal. You know exactly what you're doing next as you're doing the first thing. Like you're this far ahead of
it. It was so crazy that I got him against the ropes and I was doing the exact same. Like I come in, I throw my combination, move to the side or to the left, and it's the same exact thing I practiced with my trainer in Florida. And I did it, and I did it a few times. I started smiling. I'm like, holy cow,
it's working.
This is really happening. This is amazing. And
that's great. But that's what I mean. It's what's going through your head in the ring while you're fighting. Yeah,
absolutely.
Kind of stuff.
But I remember it was like 2 days before weigh-ins, and I'm like, I'm really going to make weight, and I'm going to do all that. I'm like, and I sat in a car, and I was like, I'm really going to do it. And I cranked the music up to B.A.B. and I was like, I'm really going to do it. And I went out there and did everything I was supposed to do because I was so prepared and so so determined and ready. And I was not going to let anything down that I did everything. I went to cryotherapy every day.
Does that work?
It does for me. I had to go every single day.
Okay.
And I had to get the Hebrew Hammer discount down in Florida. Like, I was like, I got to come twice a day. I got to get individual spotting, and I want the same price as everybody else. You can take a picture of me.
You're selling pictures of yourself.
It'll,
yeah, like a
it'll
decent
be worth
price.
More after the fight, I promise.
I swear. But I can't guarantee everything. And then for this weight, I went and bought like the best scale that you can find. I bought a scale for like $600. It's probably like the number one scale in New York. It's huge. It's bigger
just
than
just to weigh yourself so you know what's come, so you know you're online with what they're doing.
So I can get to the commissions and my boom.
You know
I don't have to
good.
Worry about it. In the past, I've had a few times
when you're a
where you have
off,
to move the scale around. You're like, oh, what the hell's going on? And you had to lose 2 more pounds and you're like, man, what the hell did I do that for?
Yeah.
So like you could go put your food on there and you're like, all right, 0.08. I'm like, this is great.
So my question, when you cut this dude open like that, are you just like, oh, I got this.
oh, I'm going to kill him.
I got this now. Right?
Is that the turning point?
It's like you get hungry?
I am a, you guys see my style. I just want to go out there.
That's what they were saying. They're like, he's not even throwing, I don't know who the other dude, I think the other, because like I said, I watched the Sky Sports on YouTube. So they had an English guy, but then they had the dude, I want to say, that sparred with McGregor.
Yeah, it's Paulie Malignaggi.
Is that who it was?
Yes.
And he's like, he's not even jabbing this guy. It's just all power.
Yeah, I just...
He's like, he's going to... like, and he just kept saying, he's like, that right hand, that right hand, that right hand.
Right.
That, now we know why they call him Hammer. And he's,
yeah.
He's like, he's not even jabbing. He's just going all power.
Well, when I get out there and they say this guy got 20-something knockouts, I'm like, I got to punch somewhat hard. This guy doesn't punch hard for me. He might punch hard for these other 140-pounders. But it did happen. I did get hit with like a right hook. On my eardrum, boom! I was like, and the whole fight went like this. It went bing, like it was a video game. And everything went slow for a second. I was like, oh shiznit! It's just like a video game. Where the hell is he?
I so held that motivated
him,
you that much.
And
more.
That was when I held him. If you watch the fight, I held him for 1 second or so,
right?
Just to recover. Together.
But nobody knew that I got actually dinged, and I was like, all right.
Yeah,
where is he?
Yeah,
and it was funny because HBO and everybody, they're like, well, you're the coming forward guy. You know how to cut off the ring. You only started boxing at 22. I'm like, I'm an athlete. What are you talking about?
Right.
They didn't think I would learn how to like cut off the ring or even know anything about boxing.
Because they didn't
I
think you learned your craft.
Yeah, they're like, wow. Well, they're like, please be as more exciting as you are tomorrow that you are today during the interview. And I was like, that is not a problem at all.
Right.
And they had no idea what they were getting themselves
right.
into.
Who you are.
Right.
That's
yeah.
it. Now they do.
Yeah, they literally, they watched maybe a few fights on YouTube or whatever.
Right.
But if you don't see it in real life, you guys seen it in real life, it's a different world. You're like,
absolutely right.
Oh, man, that guy is pretty brutal.
Hey, listen, you've been wearing sunglasses all morning. You never do that.
Did you
get hit a couple times?
No, not at all.
Nothing.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
I think I got a little sinus infection.
You're not swollen.
No, I don't even think I got hit besides that left on the ear. My knuckles
really
are swollen from his face.
He kept running his face in your knuckles.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do?
That's totally, it's his fault. Someone said that Cletus is a typical, I answered the question. They're like, when Max Kellerman asked me what happened when I elbowed him in the face, they said Cletus answered him like a typical Jewish lawyer. Cletus, when you hit him with the elbow, I was like, I did not hit him with the elbow, sir. He ran into my elbow. That was his problem. Typical Jewish answer. Lawyer answer.
Right,
I was like,
right.
That is absolutely correct.
Well, he did run into your arm.
He ran into my
forearm. You didn't try to hit him.
Yeah, that's my defense, and
what
it's
are you
not
gonna
my
do?
Fault.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you so
great
much.
Great job.
Looking
really,
forward
really
to the
fun.
Next one, man.
Yeah,
really
I can't wait for the next one. It's pretty cool. Starting my whole... The whole process starting here at WBAB and coming to every fight.
It's fun, man.
Awesome, Cletus.
It was definitely fun to watch. Congratulations, brother.
All right.
Well done.
Big win on HBO Saturday night. We'll be talking to him for the next big fight, I'm sure. The pride of Shirley. And
well,
Sutwood High
some
School.
Chick on News 12
Let's
is wearing
go.
Your Uggs. Look.
There they are. It's amazing. It's so comfortable. It's so soft.
All right, 8:16. John Tyler's in for Ted.
As soon as they hit your lips.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.